Can we come to order? You want to do the pledge since you're standing?
You please rise. We'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic
which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May we have roll call, please?
Roll call, Director Green?
Yes.
Director Wigand?
Here.
Director Yeo?
I'm here, but I'm participating as a member of public today, so I will not
Noted.
Be voting. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Tran?
Present.
Director Nguyen? Director Mezqua?
Present.
Director Jung?
Present.
Director Meeks?
Here.
Director Sheldon? Director Bilodeau?
Here from Ross Street in Santa Ana.
Thank you. You do have a quorum of your committee.
Okay. Do we have any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Okay. Do we have anybody who would like to speak? Okay. I don't see anybody online either. Okay. Move on to the consent calendar.
I make a motion to approve that.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Tran, second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Thank you. Roll call, Director Green?
Yes.
Director Wigand?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Mezqua?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Aye.
That motion carries 5-0.
Okay. Moving on to item 18, an agreement with Jacobs to update and add operational capabilities to OCWD's recharge facilities model.
Madam Chair, could I just ask our attorney a point of clarification? Jeremy, I have a minor investment with Jacobs. Am I okay to vote on this? I think it might exceed the 2,000 reportable for my Form 700, but...
You know, it's probably safer just to go ahead and recuse.
Okay.
Just,
do I need to leave or can I stay here?
It's on consent. It's on consent.
No, this isn't,
okay. Then yeah, you should leave.
Okay. All right. I'll then recuse myself.
Come again,
Chen. So Madam Chair, Adam Hutchison will give a presentation here. It's our model we have of the four bay and some enhancements we would like to make to it.
Good afternoon, everybody. Pleasure to be here. I'm going to talk about the recharge model.
The microphone on.
Oh, yeah, microphone.
Here we go. Hi, everybody. Good afternoon. Happy to come talk about the recharge model and taking it from planning to operation. So our recharge system is very complex. This figure here on the screen shows you the schematic of our recharge system. You can see it's very busy, a lot of facilities, a lot of pipelines, a lot of ways that water can move around. So it gives us a lot of flexibility, but also can be challenging to understand how it works. And it also matters because the water conservation pool operations at Prado are critical and time sensitive. And so the model we currently have is a great planning tool for long-term planning, but it lacks limited real-time decision-making capabilities. And with recent software changes and developments, it's really a good time to take the next step and make this model an operational tool that the recharge operator can use to better inform their operations. So the model was developed in 2009, so we've been using it for 17 years. It's a proven planning tool that we've used in many of our planning efforts over the years, including the long-term facilities plan and most recently our resilience plan. And the inputs can include historical river flows. We can look at potential future flows of base flows and storm flows and see what kind of impact it would have on our system. We can simulate different water conservation pool elevations. And we've done this through our FIRO effort to see how much more water we can get as we increase our allowable elevation at Prado Dam. And the key output from the model that we've always used, and the greatest number it gives us, is how much new water can we recharge? How much water are we now not losing to the ocean as a result of the different projects that we're simulating with this tool? I'm just going to give you a little brief preview of how the model looks. This is a screenshot of the dashboard for the model, and just walk you through a quick example simulation of how the model works. So these are all the inputs for the model. I won't bore you with that, but this is the main schematic screen, kind of similar to what you saw before. Every box in the model, in the screen, is a different facility that's in operation. When it's full, it's green. The green bars suggest how full those basins are as they're operating. You can see the flows going through the system. On the far right is Prado Dam over here. So that's kind of the beginning, and it flows down and through the system here. So this is a great screen to use when we're running the model at the daily time step. And we can kind of see how things are behaving, what's going on, make sure the model's behaving in a way that makes sense based on our experience. That's just a little snapshot of what the model looks like. When we started this effort in 2008, we didn't think we'd be able to calibrate the model. It's so complex. Every recharge basin has its own way of performing. They're not all the same. It's like having kids. They're all similar but different. So every facility has its own unique behavioral characteristics. And I have to give a shout out to the research and development department. They helped us take all the historical data, pull it together, did a lot of work to study each basin and how it performed, and came up with an equation to describe the performance of each basin over time. So this equation up here that I'm showing you is one they developed for Anaheim Lake, Kramer Basin, and Miller. So this equation described their behavior very well. So this is really the secret sauce behind the model. Without these equations, it would not have been calibrated. So a team effort there with R&D and operation to come up with this. So the gap that we have today is that the model is really a long-term planning tool. It's not designed for short-term operational decision. It requires a lot of setup and expert interpretation. So what's missing is that we don't have the ability to do really quick scenario analyses and optimize across competing objectives. And we really want to create some user-friendly dashboards for the operators to be able to quickly input data, get data out, and really understand what it means in terms of their future operation. So what we're proposing is to modernize the model with the updated software and tools that are available. Eliminate the spreadsheet dependency. The older version of the software required a lot of spreadsheets that were inputs and outputs for the model. With the newer software, we can embed all of that information into the model software. That'll simplify things. We want to add operational optimization capabilities so the operators can use it. And we also want to train the operations staff to be able to use the model. Make it a tool they can use consistently. So just to give an example of how this might work in the future when we're done with this effort, let's say you're starting in January with a full pool behind Prado Dam, your recharge system is full. The operator can input the initial condition, kind of where things stand at that moment, and then run the model. And the model will give them multiple scenarios and ways to drain that pool in the shortest amount of time. And then they can use those scenarios to decide which way they want to operate the system going forward. So that's really the vision and the goal behind this model. So the different tasks in the scope of work that Jacob has put together is to do the following things. One is to make the model easier and faster to use. Take all those Excel spreadsheets, put them into the model, create integrated dashboards. That'll result in faster run times, provide clear operational controls. We also want to include cost variables such as electricity. Pumping water is very expensive, so we're going to put the electrical cost into the model. That way, the operator can also say, how can I maximize recharge and minimize my electrical use and expense? So that's another element that we want to add into the model. want to add operational optimization so that the users have multiple strategies that they can use to maximize their recharge. We want to build in the ability to account for future storms. So they put in their initial condition and start running. And if we see a forecast of additional water coming, we can put that into the model and say, okay, we have new conditions coming. How would that change your decision-making based on that future storm that's coming? So this will really give the a really powerful decision support tool for the operators to use to make decisions. So the operations staff will be heavily involved in developing this tool. So they're going to be kind of learning and being trained as we go along. And this will expand the user base. Right now at the planning tool, this will make it both a planning and operational tool. And the documentation that we come up with here will help memorialize the changes and provide a future training tool for future operators and planners in the future. So the bottom line, this is going to enable operators to make decisions, have multiple options to drain down the pool, identify options to minimize electrical use, and that'll optimize our existing infrastructure. And of course, the main goal is always to increase our recharge and reduce our losses to the ocean. That's really the driver behind this. So as part of the schedule, our plan is to complete this by the end of the summer. That way this tool will be available to use in the coming storm season in the winter of 26-27. So our recommendation is just to issue an agreement with Jacobs, not to exceed $99,620 to update and add operational capabilities to the model. So, happy to answer any questions.
Any questions, any comments? Anybody online? Okay. Thank you for a great report.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Chung, I'll move it.
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second.
Roll call, Director Green?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Mezqua?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Aye.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
I need to divest.
Okay. Can we put everything on consent? Okay. Do we have any director's comments? Any general manager?
I'll give you a quick status report on Prado Dam. And we did receive about 1 inch of rainfall up at Anaheim at our field headquarters. Right now, we're storing water up to elevation 494 behind Prado Dam. And that's a little bit over 5,000 acre feet. And we expect some significant rainfall next week based on the forecasts right now, potentially up to 3 inches of rain. And there's with that, it's estimated there'd be about a 50% chance we could get up to elevation 505 behind Prado Dam, which is 20,000 acre feet of water. So we'll see what happens next week. But as you can expect, our facilities up at in Anaheim are completely full right now, and we're recharging as much water as we can, and we have not let any water get out to the ocean so far. So far, so good.
Thank you. That's the end of the agenda. We are adjourned.
I'll leave it.